A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, Poodle just got through working out on his Peloton, and he like quickly fixed his hair, and it's kind of brushed down to his face, kind of like Zac Efron in High School Musical.
Ooh, are you attracted to me?
No, because I'm not attracted to twinky little sprites. Like, you literally look such, you know, you are such a twink when you put your hair forward. It's if you're watching the video, you're
especially
seeing this
right
now. Especially
if you see my shoulder.
Stop it.
Ooh.
Stop it.
Ooh.
No more of your shoulders.
Oh, my nipple.
No more.
How about my nipple?
Oh, God. I'm so sorry,
y'all. $15 for a reason.
Boy.
Like this?
To lose
you.
It really is. I mean, I'm so glad that hairstyle is not in style anymore, because it also makes you look like kind of like a creepy pedophile, but also a twink at the same time.
How about this? Is this better? I just got out of the shower. Here. Oh. It was a different way. It was like pushed aside. No one cares about any of this.
They don't.
Okay, that's working.
There,
is that
there
better
you are.
That's off of my face?
So, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm offending your sensibilities.
It's just, it's like I'm talking to someone who's about to star in Peter Pan.
I'd be a good Peter Pan.
You
kind
would
of
be
gender fluid Peter Pan.
Actually, you would be a really good Peter Pan.
I would.
Because Peter Pan looks childish. They can sing high. Also, Peter Pan is kind of
a bitch.
Yeah. Peter Pan is a bitch.
I won't grow up. I don't want to go to school.
And he's always telling Wendy that she's a wet blanket.
Yes.
And then she's just sticking. Wait a minute. Am
she
I
is
Wendy?
A wet blanket.
She is.
Also, like me, in a movie version, I would probably be played by a woman.
That's true. Yeah,
so,
this is true.
I consider it an honor for
like
a woman
new
to
show
play me.
Chad.
Oh, I think it's such a fantastic idea. I mean, they can say that Pen 15 had that. They're saying they did the concept before, but actually, the Chad was in production, or I think not pre-production, and like the idea was in the works before Pen 15 came out. But I love that concept where it's just a cis woman playing like a 14-year-old boy. It's such a great idea.
I like that too. A lot, actually. Yeah. I like it when I'm fine with, now I'm a little different when people are playing trans characters, but
no, that's
but I'm no. I'm going to say I'm bringing that up because I want to distinguish. This is different than that. This is actually
no. This is completely. This yeah. is making fun of how terrible middle schoolers are.
Yes, yes.
That's what Penn 15 is doing. Yeah,
there we go.
I don't think
is that Penn and Teller doing that.
It's Penn 15, like penis. You've never seen that with Maya Erskine and I can't remember her name. Oh, it's fantastic. It's on Hulu. It's two women, but they play themselves at like in junior high age. And all the other cast is played by normal kids, middle schoolers.
Oh,
it's I thought it was fucking like genius.
Penn and Teller in middle school. And so one's just not talking and they're doing magic.
Who cares about any of that?
Well, it just said Penn 15. The name why is confusing.
Why would I watch Penn and Teller?
I don't know, but it was confusing. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze.
It's not if you're in the world. You're just not. I'm so frustrated with your inability to understand any common cultural signifiers in the entertainment business. That's like what we do, and you don't even know these shows. It's actually insulting. As your business partner, it's insulting to me. And I've asked you to do better, and you refuse to.
No, I read reality stuff more.
You refuse. You just stay a clueless,
scripted show.
Clueless simpleton.
Yes. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. This is part 2 of season 8, episode 15 of 90 Day Fiancé, titled Love Me or Leave Me.
Here
on the show today, we have Mother Poodle here today, everybody.
If Mother Poodle would have had the day I had, she would have walked out. I was just trying to get moving boxes from the UPS store, and when they didn't have any, she would have said, okay, go somewhere else. And she would have said that as she was leaving. And then she would have gone into FedEx and waited to get into FedEx in line, keeping social distancing. And then they told her there was a 2-box minimum because they hadn't got their shipment in. She would have, well, fuck, I guess I'm going to have to go somewhere else. Could this day get any worse? God. Just to strangers.
What I was going to say, she would say that to people that don't know
her. To strangers.
She totally would.
And then she would go to Staples and she'd bought her boxes and walked like a penguin, how awkwardly there. And we're having a windstorm in Los Angeles right now. And the wind caught the air of my boxes and took them out of my hands. And I shouted at a man on the street, "Sir, please stop that box." But it wasn't said like that. It was like, "Sir, stop that box!"
Which is what they yelled at him in college.
Yeah, but more like stomp that box.
Stomp that box.
He did help me, but I still had to carry them to my car awkwardly.
But Mother Poodle would have done something differently than you did. She would have walked by the windows at FedEx and UPS and said, "Got my boxes at Staples."
You're right. She would do that.
So easy.
We would call that gimmying. My mother. So that's what my mother did when she had her vaccine. When they gave her vaccine at a place and they told her that her temperature was over, she went back to the place that told her that she had a fever. And she's like, "Look what I just got. I got my COVID shot. I'm giving all my prescriptions now."
Now she goes to what store is it? She just brought them up.
Ingles or something like that.
Ingles,
Mother Poodle is petty as fuck. She's good.
So literally she transferred all her prescriptions to Ingles?
Just to prove a point. I can kind of respect it, but it's a lot. It's a lot of she'll go to a lot of lengths to be vindictive.
What's it like to be? She's going to be alone on that island because she's burned all those bridges.
Through sheer force, she'll get through.
She'll get through. Y'all, we're going to get through this show today. A couple of quick announcements. We just want to mention that this Bi-Curious episode that we'll be dropping sometime this weekend, probably.
Seeking Sister Wives, episode 1, season 3, which is the season premiere. y'all. I watched it.
You said it's bonkers. I haven't seen it yet.
It's super bonkers. We have the Snowdens who we've seen before. That's Dimitri with the dreadlocks and his cuckoo wife with vaginal steaming. But there is another one who another guy who's so creepy, Sidrian or something like that. He's so creepy. And you've got your whole other gamut of like creepos and like whack jobs. So it's going to be a good season, you guys. We're only doing one episode right now, though. So look for that probably this weekend.
I don't know why no one has ever done a reality show of some of these of just called Thruple. Of people's, especially like of gay people in thruples, because gay guys that I know that are in thruples are fucking cuckoo. I'm not saying everybody in the thruples cuckoo. I'm just saying the gay men I know that are in thruples,
they are crazy. They, I think
they're insufferable.
I think you have to work really hard to keep your rules in check in thruples. I know
because you've ruined some.
Maybe. yeah, I may have had someone screaming outside my door. Where is he? Where is he? Come out. I know you're with that little shit.
I forgot about that.
Come out, Roger.
Come out. And let me see what dick you suck.
smell your dick.
We'll smell your dick. So that's coming out for a Bi-Curious. We don't want to remind y'all that if you're on the Patreon, not in Supercast, because this is a $15 level, we're going to be doing the YouTube Live on Sunday. And then we'll be together. And then Discovery Plus, our single life episodes, y'all are loving. Ooh. We're going to be dropping two more of those, hopefully, on Friday. And then
unless cancer gets in the way.
Been a long way. Y'all, I will never live below someone ever again. This Airbnb, someone woke me up at 4:30 in the morning, fucking jumping on the ceiling above me. And I went to bed. I didn't go to bed till 1, had to be up at fucking 6 o'clock. I've got to be up early tomorrow. And I swear to
you know,
Jesus,
you need,
I told Poodle.
You need earplugs.
What do I need? Oh,
earplugs.
I have some.
Earplugs.
I have some. I took it for the Airbnb. Maybe I'll do
that's
that.
What I wore on China well, tour but, when my roommate wouldn't stop snoring.
But what if my dad falls and he can't get up and then I don't hear him?
You know, you can hear it's you can't not hear anything. What is he falls? Is he not going to like scream for you?
No, he won't fall. It's just I'm scared.
But I'm saying he would yell loud enough to wake you up.
Maybe this is on the other side of the apartment and there's a second bed in his room. And I said, well, Dad, I'll sleep in your room. And he's like, no, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to have your own space. But I can't hear him. This is boring. Who cares?
I was just about to say, did you see me just zone out for a minute, guys? And wish I was somewhere else.
But y'all see, and you can see, if you're watching the video now and our Reality Gays intimate portrait
intimate
on our
portrait.
$50 tier for Patreon, you can see how much Poodle just zones me out in the middle of the show.
I just look quite rude.
It's very rude.
I mean, but you're talking about Vicks VapoRub that you put on your father. I mean,
you know what? I'm here for the listeners, so I put up with it.
Oh God, y'all! So any
the burden I carry.
The other announcement. The other. What was the other one? We had something else.
March Madness review of Hakuna.
You have 5. Go. Y'all ready for this? I have
power.
I haven't been to a dance club in at least 35 years.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, did they still play that at basketball games? Did they play Pump Up the Jam when you go
pump
see the Celtics?
Pump Up the Jam. Bump it up. Can you play Technotronic?
Yep. Oh, are they playing that at the Warriors game?
What were we saying? Oh, so you guys, leave a review. The last date you can get your review up, the last day that we're reading those, is March 28th. So please.
But you got to leave it now.
Yeah, because sometimes
it takes
a while.
A week. So to be honest, like if you haven't left it already, you're almost too late.
Someone asked if you could leave a review in Canada. I think so.
I don't know these things.
Canadian iTunes.
Have Apple Podcasts.
Maybe it's like Canadian dollars. It's not the same.
Maybe.
They have all kinds of different shit.
They do a lot of shit differently than we do. Some of it quite better.
You can't get Discovery Plus in Canada.
That's not better. Yeah. Which makes no, I guess you get a VPN.
I guess.
Melanated Way did a whole show about it. If you want
Who
to look
cares?
At it. I care. I care for Canadian sissies.
What was that? Canadian? Canadian?
Canadian.
I Canadian.
Anyway. Have you ever fucked a Canadian?
Oh, yes. More than once.
I don't know if I have.
They're not that now. Different than us. They don't have hooves.
That'd be kinky. All right, let's jump into this.
There are no horns to speak of.
Oh, now I'm turned on.
A lot of Canadian men are uncut. Speaking of uncut penises, y'all. It's been huge in the 90 Day world. I know it started in the 90 Day Savage group, but it's supposedly a dick pic that was Jovi's. Was leaked. I received it.
Then I heard it was fake.
Yara, this is the newest development. Yara has been on social media all day saying, nope, not his. So you'd think she would know.
I think she would know. Now look, we appreciate if you're in the sissy squad, I just want to say we talk about dicks all we want, but we don't share the dicks. On the
page. We don't want to distribute.
That'll get us kicked. Someone literally just tried to post a picture of just a raw dog and dick. Y'all,
and
that'll
Facebook
get our Facebook group
went,
shut down.
You are stopped doing from doing this. That was a big violation. But
you can't do that.
Even if you don't, Facebook is stepping up their parameters for especially when you see phrases like DM me. That's now a searchable thing that like the Facebook can do that. And you know, if you guys have been out there, if you've been Facebook jail, they are getting real strict these days.
If you want someone to message you, just say, come at me on chat.
I don't think I want that either, because there's just going to be 1,000 people saying, come at me.
Come at me.
What you do outside of our Facebook group is none of our business. That's what I
want to
say.
Yes. If you want someone to message you in our group, just put it right.
Don't write anything outside the group. That's what I fucking said. God damn it. Shut up and stop correcting me. Lord. Don't you love it when someone talks, someone corrects and makes what you should say something that's like for public consumption? Every time.
Speaking of someone that corrects you all the time, shall we jump into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Y'all, okay, we're starting off kind of with probably the biggest bombshell to drop this episode.
Let's jump in.
Andrew and Amira.
And y'all, I doubt that there's any Andrew stands after this episode. Boy.
You always say that like somebody was. I don't think there was.
I just try to picture in my mind the people defending him. I don't know if it's possible now. We've known he's a couple things on my hands. Creepy, definitely. He's the guy who rubs your shoulders in theater class.
Yeah.
He's creepy. He is manipulative.
Yes.
He is, we found out before, he is also he's very much a gaslighter.
Oh, we're going to go.
And number four, now we know that he's super abusive in the way he talks to her. So I see on the big board, piece of shit? Ding!
Ding!
Absolute piece of shit, y'all. He revealed himself to be the absolute most toxic, terrible person on this season, and he's got a lot of competition. But he did it. He did it with those text messages. Good Lord.
Question. who grosses you out more, Andrew or Mark from Classless? Because I know you can't stand Mark. I mean, I can't either.
I viscerally respond to Mark in a way that grosses me out. I think Andrew is a better person who takes human form. He hides it better. He acts like a sensitive person.
See, and for me, that's why
he's more dangerous.
Mark is fucked up, but also all of his emotions, it's coming from a place of hurt and OC, and like almost kind of like his own, just his own anxiety and his own fear.
He's still a piece of shit, though. He's still disgusting.
Oh, he's a piece of shit, but I'm saying it's much more. Let me draw the parallel or the difference is that. So he's coming from that place, whereas Andrew, this is diabolical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this to me feels in a way like evil, and I want to hurt you. I want you to feel like shit, and I want you to...
He hates women.
Jump off a bridge.
You can see that. He wants to hurt her. He hates women. I guarantee if you look if you are able to see relationships he's had previously, there's no friends with exes. There's all violent breakups that tell about what a terrible person he is. He doesn't end things well.
No. So the episode kind of starts with Andrew saying that Amira didn't get on the flight. She had a panic attack. She didn't board the plane.
And we immediately kind of feel sorry for him. Yeah, kind of.
Well, I didn't. But we didn't. But they want him. He said, I woke up thinking that she was going to be here and she's not. And
he's like, I guess I just fucked up.
Well, that's what.
And then he made it about him.
He didn't even say fucked up. He said, which was the grossest line of everything he said through this whole segment to me, is he said, I failed.
Bleh.
And I went, oh.
I guess it's all about this you. Some kind of test.
This is about
to get her
you
there.
Winning a prize. He didn't say anything of like, what is she going through? Poor her. Poor Amira. Nothing. So, but then we get a flashback of 24 hours earlier. And I'm going to say something that Poodle Boudreaux says all the time. Y'all. The crew fucking hates Andrew. They hate him. But they also love it because they knew when they filmed this, we're going to fuck this guy over. Mm-hmm.
The only one who likes Andrew is his dog.
Barely.
I feel sorry for that dog.
I do too. So, yeah.
So we go 24 hours earlier and it's Amira. And she's crying hysterically. I thought he was the one. And I did write down, we've been critical with the way she did her makeup before. And I was struck by her wearing no makeup and how fresh-faced. And she just looked like a different person.
She looked beautiful.
I know. It was just.
I think it's the best she's looked.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Gorgeous.
Because she wears, it's almost like she's trying too hard when she puts on her makeup. It's that kind of.
I think she probably feels inadequate sometimes because she's dating, because she's with somebody like Andrew, who's probably, you know, and probably has a litany of other men that have made her feel like shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looked gorgeous, even though she was crying her heart out, and she kept saying, I thought he was a good person. And that was what was so gross to me. It's not even like I thought he was the one. She said that, but I thought he was a good person, and she found out that he's a piece of shit.
And then you guys. You could see her phone, and like I think Linda from the Melanated Way put up a thing about
it.
A lot of people have. But some of the things that he wrote about her.
We should preface because she said a few. pardon me. So Andrew made it about she freaked out and did board the plane. What Andrew didn't tell us is Amira said a few hours before the flight. Andrew calls and he picks a fight and he says, it's not working out for me because you don't want to have children.
Right.
And she kept
we're
telling
not on
him
the
again,
same page as
I'm not saying that we're not having children. I'm just saying that in a general sense and we need to treat better. And then that's when Andrew said he got really angry at her. And he said, that's where you have to make two choices. You need to make a choice. And they got off the call, and that's when he started just throwing these text messages at her. So I just want to say this, that it wasn't just out of the blue. It was him starting this fight. Anyway, go ahead, Poodle.
No, I just want to say that the texts basically were like, it's not working out. We're not in the same place as far as children goes. He texted her a ticket to Paris and says, well, now you have a choice to make. Again, putting it on her, you guys. So he can say, like, almost, it's almost like a mic thing. Well, Natalie didn't choose me. She won't do something else.
He literally even said, now you have, and he even did this countdown of like
five.
Two.
It was disgusting. And he said, I'm going to have like 60 seconds is all the attention I have. That's fucking diabolical. You're exactly right.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's gross. It's like he's something on like the Saw movies.
Yeah.
I was appalled.
Yes. Whereas Mark is a piece of shit, but Mark is more like Paul. He's so fucked up and traumatized and has this stuff. He hurts people. Mm-hmm. And there's like, they know they're doing it, but then they don't. This is like calculated. And I, you know, we've said this word before, but this is like calculated sociopathic behavior. It's not. When he told her, he said, now you have a lot more rope to hang yourself on. And then he said, I've got talking to do, and I strongly suggest you engage me now. My time is limited.
I wonder,
y'all, he raises children.
What has to happen to a person to grow up like this? Is it that he's so babied by his mother or so dissatisfied, almost like an incel with the women around him, that he starts to hate all women?
Something really traumatic had to have happened for him to be this way.
And I'm not trying to make him a victim. He's disgusting. No. But good Lord.
No, hurt
this
people.
This doesn't
like
happen
Renee
overnight.
Says, hurt people. Right. And often, if it doesn't go, you have to mentally sick people or people with struggling with mental disorders. Really, to grow up around that, I would imagine that one or both or his caregivers, his family members were dealing with something like that because it's, you have to, if you don't have an awareness of that, that can creep into your own psyche as well. Now, a lot of that can be chemical as well. That was a very reductive way of explaining that, but it is what I want to say is, something happened. We haven't seen his dad.
I'm not sure we've heard, but one thing I wrote down, she did everything he asked her to.
Everything.
She went to Mexico on some creepy, weird Serbia. She went to fucking Serbia for 2 weeks during a pandemic. And he was still trying to find a way to either sabotage her or make her cross consecutive Rubicons to come to him to, in other words, it's like trying to, like giving her even a harder task to do and something that was even harder. And here's something even harder. I'm going to pick a fight with you and see if you can still come because then you will have passed some kind of tests to be with me, which is fucked up.
But that's a sociopath. A sociopathic tendency is you have to prove yourself to me. You have to prove that I'm the biggest priority in your life.
Yeah.
It would be really hard on Andrew if they had children. It would be hard on Andrew. And honestly, I would worry about like what
he would feel
because he would be jealous of the baby because she would love the baby more than him.
Would
be really horrible.
And Amira is so kind of still brainwashed by him because I'm sure someone like Andrew, and this is the worst part, you guys, he's reasonably intelligent. So he, especially in the way he kind of groomed her, and I'm using that term carefully, he groomed her to think a certain way about him and to think that he's the one who loves her more than anyone else. And if someone, we've said this before, you guys, if someone is grooming you, taking away from your friends, taking away from your family, and things like that, that's a red flag.
Also, that same person is making you, y'all have had a good friend that recently went through a sociopathic kind of relationship about a year ago. And so it's very fresh to me and went horrifically bad. But the idea of seeing my friend call me and say, this is what my gut's telling me, but they keep gaslighting you. And so if you're in a relationship where you realize you're not trusting your gut at all anymore,
yeah,
that's a red flag. Like, I hate that Amir went through this. I only hope that so many women watching this, please, if you saw yourself, your relationship in any of this, listen to me now. Get out.
Yep.
Get out of this relationship. You deserve more. You are better. I don't care if it's a pandemic. This is for your safety. Get out.
Call your mom. Call your dad. Call a friend. Call an aunt. Get out now.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that ends in physical abuse or crime or murder or something like that. You guys, this is,
don't call Poodle. He's moving.
I'll get back to the next day. Actually, you can help me. You can help me set stuff up. I'm moving next week. So anytime before Thursday, then I can help you build a new identity.
You should call. I'm telling you something now. You need to, and I hate this, but as someone who has been stressed out and I just did this, you need to pause your cameos for the week.
One expired just as I was doing this, and
yeah,
I need
you've
to.
You've got to pause your cameos.
I'm still dealing with old phone, new phone, because my new phone, my cameo wasn't working on my new phone for some reason. Yeah. And now it's starting to work, but it's not showing me. I need to go. I'm afraid my new phone is a lemon, too. I'm afraid it is.
I don't think your phone is a lemon.
You think
I'm
a lemon?
Spectrum.
Oh.
I think Spectrum is a lemon.
I need to switch.
And you need to switch to a real phone carrier.
Mint Mobile.
Switch to Mint.
I'm gonna need to see a shirtless Ryan Reynolds.
And they do podcast sponsoring. Maybe you'll get a free plan.
They came for us a while back.
So that's when kind of Amir goes, she says, I'm walking to the gate. And then, she's like, I'm going to my office. And she just kind of has this panic attack.
Well, no, he texts her again and says, I hope you know that you're going to meet an angry fiance when you get here. And that's what I wrote. What the fuck?
Fuck. That is scary.
You guys.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You guys.
Like, y'all, seriously, I'm afraid he would like fucking knock her out when she got there. Mark my words, if she was there within 6 months, he would have hit her.
How old is he again? He's like mid-20s or late 20s?
Yes.
Something like that?
I don't know. Also, I just want to say,
maybe
the views of reality gays, y'all, these are alleged. These are the opinions of a reality gays. None of these are based in fact. If you're Andrew and you're listening to this show, don't come for me because I work at a law office. I can protect ourselves.
Oh, so if I'm you're Andrew and you're listening to the show, you can come for me. I don't give a shit. I'll reduce you to fucking ashes.
We're telling our listeners, none of these are facts. These are our opinions, but we do say this with a bit of
We know who he is.
Clarity.
We know who he is.
Know. Yeah, we know.
He has shown you who he is. You guys, this whole season, from the staying in the hotel and staying at the resort and not going home, he showed you who he was.
He did. And the best thing that Amira did, and y'all, this is goes for you too, if you're in this kind of moment of, what do I do? I'm in this panic mode. When you're in this state, it's a crisis. You're not actually in the right state of mind to even make any type of rational decision. And the best thing that Amira did is she reached out to somebody who she knows actually loves
her
and supports her. And she called her father. And her father was able to say, don't come home. He's a piece of shit. Yep. You've got, and so that's what I asked for you. And then, so she doesn't get on the flight, and Andrew then texts her and says, by the way, logistics are not important, but can you send the ring back? Amira, don't send that ring back. Amira, you fucking sell that ring. You sell that ring for whatever you want. Because you know what? It's probably only worth $200.
It's not worth anything, but you should keep it. This came from something from Mike, too. We'll talk about Mike and Natalie, too. I kind of think if you're given an engagement ring, if you should keep it.
They talked about this in the Sissy Squad today. They did a thread about it and a lot about this in the Facebook.
But I think it's a gift, like anything else. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Now, for me personally, if someone had given me an engagement ring and it reminded me of that person, I'd hawk that shit real quick. But that's me.
The only reason I would keep it, and I would either keep it for if I had to get over it, but I probably would get rid of it or repurpose it or something like that. Unless if they gave me a ring that was a family heirloom, I would give it back to them. If they gave me like their grandmother's ring or something like that, I would.
And supposedly
give it back.
That ring was Mike's mother's ring from Natalie's. But I don't think she's thinking, I don't think Natalie's thinking clearly right now. Because we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean,
he doesn't even apologize to her. You guys, he doesn't even say, sorry, we couldn't have a nice life. Nothing like that.
He never will.
And I wrote, she's going back to France. And I wrote, thank goddess. Thank the moon goddess thank above. Goddess. Thank you, vernal equinox goddess. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lordess.
Here is back home. Oh,
I've never been so happy for someone not to go to meet her fiancé. you said barbecue sauce over me.
Sorry, there was a delay.
You bitch.
I agree. Amira.
So
hopefully she watches this and she's like, wow. And I hope she gets a gift that a lot of women, I say women, this happens to men too. Yeah. So, but primarily
more often. Yeah.
To women. She gets, I think, potentially a gift that a lot of women don't get to watch this back. And there could be a lot of PTSD in that, but I'm hoping that allowed her to see that none of this was her fault.
Yeah. I mean,
that none of this was, she was never stupid. She was never dumb. And she was just trying.
I think what it will get her to see is the only mistake she made was trusting someone fully. And that's not necessarily a mistake in a way.
It's not. If you grew up trusting people and you meet a sociopath who knows exactly what to say.
But I will say with the world the way it is, with internet culture the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you he was very careful about showing him showing her who he was. And then after all the grooming, then when you do show who you are, she's too far in, or she thinks that they're
that's exactly what happens.
Exactly. Yeah. You're too far in.
Amira, you know, we've said this book before, but y'all, if you are a woman dating, you should read The Sociopath Next Door. It will change the way you look at, and Amira, read that book, but that's exactly what happens. Exactly. You're groomed, and then you say, I'm too far in.
I don't have anyone else.
Yeah.
My friends and my family have kind of been done with me. So now I have to do it.
They told me that he was a loser. They told me this. Yeah. I didn't listen to them. What are they? It's, you know, it's the shame that binds you in the relationship.
Ooh, so listen to you.
That's a Bradshaw thing. He wrote Healing the Shame That Binds You. But if you are in this right now and you're feeling shame, I'm telling you right now, nobody in your life who actually loves you cares about that shame. Let right. it go and get
out. At the same time, if you think that your parents or your friends or your extended family or someone like that don't love you anymore and they're done with you, that's not the case.
No.
They will be there for you. Someone will be there
and
for you.
And if they don't, we love you. And
I know.
We care for you, and our sissy squad will be there for you.
Just not on my moving day.
There we go. You know, since we're talking about rings, should we just move on to Mike and Natalie?
Yeah.
Let's move on. We'll take a commercial later because we still have a lot of people to talk about.
Okay.
We still got Tarzel. We got Brandon and Julie. Oh, wait. I skipped. You're wrong.
You were going off script.
I'm so
and
sorry.
I was rolling with it because I'm a
You're
professional.
Right. You're right. And I was wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Did that make your heart flutter?
No.
Like you just did poppers when I said
that?
You
don't need to. You don't need to go into a grand gesture. That's okay. People make mistakes.
Are you kidding? Your nickname in junior high was Grand Gesture.
That's what it said on my jersey. I do love a grand gesture, y'all. That is the truth. Love a good grand gesture.
What is the grandest gesture a guy has made for you?
I was, you know what it was? This is kind of weird. And a guy I dated as recently as like 3 or 4 years ago. On Valentine's Day, I said, I don't want to go out on Valentine's Day. No, because we've only been dating about maybe 3 months. I said, can we just like take a night off? And he's like, that's ridiculous. Let's just do something. He took me, we saw a play. He didn't let me know what I was doing. Which, you know, I don't like.
You hate surprises.
But I really liked the play. And then we went to this little restaurant nearby, like only like 6 or 7 tables. He had made the reservation like 3 weeks back because he had to do it. And I was just like, oh, this is so nice. And then we walked there from the car, and when we walked back, it was raining, and we walked in the rain, and it was so lovely, and it was just like so simple. Yeah, we're not together anymore.
And then what did you do when you got in the car? You made out with him, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I did that later. I may have given him roadhead.
Wow. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
I'm sorry. Wow. My nose is itching so much because my allergies around here, you guys.
No, that happens.
It's so bad.
Poodle's not doing coke.
No.
He'd be slimmer. I would too if I did coke.
You'd be too thin. That's the problem with cocaine if you're a cokehead. But no, I think grand gestures are nice, but I don't need a big gesture. I almost
grand gestures all the time it's a red
it's
flag.
Fake. Yeah.
Red flag.
But I do like my nice things. I do like I will say the guys who I dated who had money, yes, there were always grand gestures, but they always felt empty. Let's call them medium gestures.
Wow.
Anyway,
if you are a millionaire and you're not picking up Poodle in a Rolls, back it up.
Rolls. I don't need a Rolls. I just need I need something with good air conditioning. Otherwise, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Let's talk about Brandon and Julia.
Now I have to turn my thing again.
Y'all. So, okay. So Virginia's shut down. They're a COVID story now.
30 days to wedding.
30 days to wedding. And Brandon is, or Julia's still upset because, you know, Brandon's
he's not interested
kind
in
of the
wedding.
Same note. There's really nothing for them to talk about, to be honest. This is a very short segment.
I will say, looking back, kind of like,
looking back,
On the memories of that dance we shared. Beneath the stars above. For a moment. I don't know the lyrics.
All the world was right.
Yes.
How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye?
You gotta go with all this. And I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. I used to love when he would go, the dance.
He has one of the most beautiful voices in music.
I practiced it. I would sing it in my room, practicing.
Oh, everybody did.
Thank you for making me feel not special. But
No, I'm just saying, you were part of, and did you learn to play it on piano?
Yes. That's like he's like the only country artist I really enjoyed my whole life.
Garth Brooks was kind of like, even more than Shania. He's like Elvis. He defied.
Yeah, I agree.
Where are we? Virginia. Okay. Y'all love that name, Virginia. And so Brandon doesn't want to do anything at all.
Grandmother's name, or my great grandmother's name, is Virginia.
I love it. So at first I started to be like, why is Betty cutting Brandon's dad's hair? And then I remembered, oh yeah, it's COVID. I cut Poodle's hair. That's what we all did then.
I will say.
Y'all remember that? Remember that about this time last year?
Everyone was cutting everyone's hair.
I need a haircut.
That was, yes, it was all happening. I like
it. Tiger King.
I wrote that.
The longest year ever.
That this is the worst version of Barbershop ever.
Where is Queen Latifah? I need her in there.
I think that's Beauty Shop. But they're making jokes
while
they're doing it. It's like, well, missed your hair. And I'm like, oh, they came with jokes for the barbershop.
Oh, they did. They sure did. They sure did.
And so they're.
And Brandon's like, why are you cutting without glasses? Oh, yeah.
Oh, guess I better do that. I can lop off an ear. You got another one. Wow, 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 wow.
Now, can
I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that the villain of this storyline, of all time, of the whole storyline, would have actually been Brandon, not Mama and Papa Brandon, who seem very reasonable about all this.
Okay. I appreciate you saying that because I literally, about to come out of my mouth, I was going to say.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. That's not what I was going to say. But it is, I don't want to admit this, but his father was making a good point.
And the mother was being really kind to them and that's why I think we did see them play up earlier in the season more than who they were.
Possibly. We had sissies that have like worked with her and say that she is that cuckoo about Brandon.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
And so but Don, it's Don, right? Is that the father name?
Ron.
Ron. It's the same. And so Ron, basically, he says, because they're talking to Brandon about the wedding. He's like, yeah, it's going fine. And even Ron is like, Brandon, you should be excited about this. This is your wedding. Why are you not? You're not just like, hey, it's another day. He's like, are you happy down? And Betty's like, are you happy down deep about this?
And he's like, yeah, I'm not ready to give up or anything. And then he says,
that's why I love her.
The dumbest fallacy that everyone repeats, every American repeats on this show, and some of the foreigners. You know, 90 days is just too short of a time to just figure out if we can get married.
We get it.
That's not the point of the visa. The point of the visa is that you know.
Well, that's not the point of this show.
I know, but I'm saying the point of this show is based on a fallacy.
I know, but then it takes the teeth out of the show and it's not dramatic.
I'm just talking about real here.
I know, but I'm talking about as a producer.
But it's based on a fallacy.
When I make a movie about you where you pay like a saloon girl. I'm going to be like, she's got to get.
Now that's real.
The movie's going to end
real.
This saloon girl's got to get 10 fucks by the end of this night or she's going to explode, even though that normally wouldn't happen.
Y'all, someone make a movie of or a short of just post my face on a saloon girl. Don't pull over again. I got to get out of this fucking neighborhood.
Don't pull over. Preferably a saloon girl like Angela Lansbury from the Harvey Girls. Oh, she was gorgeous.
I don't remember her in that movie.
That was maybe one of the gayest things I've ever said.
You referenced Angela Lansbury and the Harvey Girls, which is actually a Judy Garland film.
Yes. Have you seen the Harvey Girls?
I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, that's a good
movie.
This
is queer.
I think that's her.
Angela Lansbury has been in a long, long career in film. She was actually in a movie called Gaslight. Speaking of gaslighting,
the
Manchurian Candidate. Even when
She was in the Harvey Girls. Oh, you kid!
When Angela Lansbury was young, she was playing character women who were older than her.
It was like I just
kind
read
of like
with
me.
It's like Debbie Duke or who was in True Blood, the character actor.
I don't know who you're talking about.
True Blood. She always plays like
Deborah Ann Wall.
Not Deborah Ann Wall. She played like the wolf people, the women. Like
I remember her. Debbie.
She was in Riverdale. She played his mom. Remember
whose mom?
Cole Sprouse.
No, that's
mom in
Tina
Riverdale.
Gershon. You're thinking of a completely different person.
Not Gina. She played the woman that she owed money to.
No, I think that was a different actress. No, you know, I'll let you have a lot of rope here. But
the woman that Cole Sprouse they owed money to, who ran the drugs and they stopped the drug.
Oh yeah, I remember her now. So why'd you bring her up?
Well, because I was just reading an article about character actors the other day, and she said in the thing, she is one of those, she just looks Southern and hard and old, and she said since she was 20, she's been playing 50-year-old women.
That woman doesn't look old. No!
I'm just saying what she said.
She's incorrect.
She looks hard.
She's gorgeous.
She looks hard.
She's not a character actor. No.
Yes, she is.
No, we're gonna have to move on. No, the woman who played the drug dealer is like, no, you're incorrect. She's pretty. Like character actors are usually not the leads. That's why they're called that.
I'm talking about Martha Bozeman.
I don't know who that's. That name does not sound familiar to me. Let's move on. No one gives a fuck about any of this.
No one really does.
So frustrating. Like you just went on a rant.
Julia's listening to this, and Brandon probably going, "What the fuck? I just wanted to hear about us."
Let's move on. I'm going to take this by the reins because you're obviously touched tonight.
You know, I had a 10-minute nap and some of my dad's Milo's iced tea, and I'm wide awake.
So basically, the parents are trying to get them to get married early because they don't know what COVID is going to do. And
they say, like, yeah.
Mom is like, let's do the ceremony. Brandon's like, well, we could do it next week. And mom and dad are like, no, we're saying, like, 3 days from now. So
you gotta
basically say... it's 29 days out, and the minister, mom comes in and says, guess what? We got the minister. We're going to do the ceremony in 2 days.
2 days. And that's when Julia's like, what do I wear? I have nothing. I don't have dress. I don't have shirt. I don't have hair. What do I do?
Mom has already offered to go do all of that with her. This is all production high stakes.
But I just want to point out I know that we talked about Rebecca having the they should have called yesterday's episode Rebecca and the very, very, very bad day because that's what she had. But this is the difference of Rebecca freaking out about, and I know it's a little different. It's way different because Rebecca's doing a lot more, but I got to give it to Julia, who was so excited about this church thing, was so excited about her dream wedding. She just kind of is like, she fucking rolls.
No,
with
she
it.
Got She's pragmatic. Like, okay, She's like, yep, here we go. I will say one thing about Russians, you guys. I was talking about this with a client today. Russians and Russian Republic people, it's like former Soviet republics, even Natalie, they're very pragmatic. They're very like, yes, now we have to do this. Now we must do this. It's not a lot of dithering. They just go for it.
Ooh, that's a great word dithering. I haven't heard in a long time.
Not since 1879.
18. Again, saloon girl.
Martha Boseman. I'd be like this. Oh, hey, cowboy.
Kid. I'm going to make you watch the Harvey Girls.
Oh, no.
It's wonderful.
So anyway, Brandon says, well, you know, his mom does offer to let her wear her dress. And I went, please, 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 please just try it on. Please.
Please. This, okay, we make fun of her, but I'm telling you, when my cousin Lolo, my cousin Kelly, my other cousin Kelly, my cousin Chad, this is all the wedding dresses the women wore.
Big sleeves, full neck.
Big sleeves. It always had that head tiara for the veil. Yes. Always. Because you did the tiara and then the under. It was so. She looks ridiculous, but that's what everybody was wearing.
Cousin Lolo. I don't want to hear about Cousin Lolo anymore.
Her dress was so big. That's where they all sang at the wedding.
Ugh.
She had some friends before while everybody's walking in saying, go into the chapel. And then she sang a song to her husband.
At the wedding? Yeah. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I feel that way.
You can
too.
Sing at the ceremony, or you can sing at the reception. I'm kind of okay with that, but just enjoy your wedding. There was one more thing that Brandon said, let's get it out of the way. And Julia went,
yeah.
Wah, wah. What an idiot. So this is the thing, you guys. He keeps sabotaging this with her, and he knows what she wants by now. He knows.
He is not stupid.
No, he knows what she wants. Either he's just fucking with her or this is production stirring up stuff. I don't know. But they're going to get married.
I do think he has a stubbornness streak
in
him, though.
Let me book report this. They're going to get married. Hazel and Tariq are going to get married. Tarzel's going to get married. Mike and Natalie are already married. I don't know. Jovi and Yara getting married. Rebecca and Ziad getting married. Stephanie and Harris, probably not.
Probably not.
And I don't think Andrew and Amir. So those are two couples that aren't getting, but I think all the other five are.
I mean, that's just
sorry
the end
to
of
take
the whole
the,
show.
Sorry to take the
Why did you just say the whole show? Like, we're done.
No.
That's it,
no,
y'all.
No, I'm saying.
Subscribe to realitygayspodcast.com.
I'm saying to take, I'm not trying to take the stakes out here, you guys, because we can be along for the ride. It's fine to be along for the ride, but know when you're get. It's okay also to know when you're getting played. And then to take that with a grain of salt. But the thing about it for me, I kind of love to see that, and it makes it more fun for me.
I think Brandon and Julia are going to be on Happily Ever After.
Probably.
I think they
I could see it. She's a star.
She is.
And strangely, so are his parents in a weird reality show way.
You see her like go-go dancing on the farm?
Oh,
Let's
yeah.
Let's do it.
I'd watch them. He's a loser.
We should probably take a commercial now, right? I'm done.
Yeah, we're 50 minutes in.
Y'all,
now that I ruined the show,
Natalie and Tarzel, right when we get back.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
We're back.
I can see your pores. Back away.
Now I know how I can freak Poodle out during live shows.
Also, I can see those bags in your eyes, boy.
I know. Well, you know.
Gotta maybe put
Can I make my lazy eye go that way to freak you out? Can I do that?
No, it doesn't enough. You can't surprise me with it. When you get tired, it'll start going the other way, like whoop.
It's true.
Actually, it goes this way. Whoop. And I'm like, yeah. Which one do I look at? Which one? Which one? Which one do I look at?
It's like
very
a dance.
Confusing.
It's a dance.
And I'm glad I didn't know
which eye to look at. y'all, Mike and Natalie. The music here is
your
so
wedding day.
Whoa. The music is so dramatic. It's just one note that.
Oh, God. Y'all, This is like full on Blair Witch. And I've got to say, Natalie, the camera work she's doing,
I'm telling you,
is fantastic.
Give her the fucking Emmy.
Because in between her looking at herself and putting the phone, she knows her fucking angles. And then when it kind of went, and they focused on Mike like he was a Sasquatch in the woods.
It was incredible.
I was clutching my pearls.
It was.
I've got to say, I know I've been hard on this storyline and saying a lot of it is fake and made up. I don't care. I am here for it. I'm here for every crying moment of beautiful crier, Natalie. I was sitting there like this. I was riveted in a real way.
I was just about to say it was riveting for real.
In actuality. I'm telling
y'all. Every time of that woman's child that said riveting at the dinner table.
Well, she said that she taught her son to do it when her husband was talking a long time. She's like, but unfortunately, he started doing it when I'm talking. And I'm like, you got yourself a poodle.
Yeah.
Too late.
So she's saying, today is supposed to be our wedding day, and I'm leaving.
She's a lot calmer than last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the airport. She is much gone. And so she's flying to the airport. She's going to France. She's scared. She's like...
she's very scared about flying because of COVID.
She's like, y'all, we see Uncle Bojangles. He walks in.
He's helping her with luggage. Here we go.
Yes, Uncle Bo, let me show someone. Look, I'm sorry if I was rough on you, Uncle Bo. I'm so sorry. Give me a hug.
No problem. No hard feeling.
You're a good person, Uncle Bo. Good person. I'm sorry. And then he says, have a good life.
No, the best quote of the whole episode. You fucked this up. She's like, but I'm sorry. I will not keep in touch with you.
I didn't hear her say that.
That's the best line of the whole episode. Uncle Bo, I'm sorry I was hard on you. But I must tell you, Uncle Bo, I will not keep in touch with you. You understand. Talking about by this like pragmatism, by this Russian Ukrainian pragmatism. I'm sorry, I will not keep in touch with you. And he goes, kind of looks to camera for a minute and goes, hit. Yeah, that's life.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Oh. I will not keep in touch with you. You understand? Yeah.
I'm using that.
Yeah. Oh. I understand. It didn't need to be said.
Thanks for saying. It's like when I would go up to a hot guy in West Hollywood and try to look at him, and he would look at me and say, you're fat and built like a pear. Thanks. I knew that. Didn't need someone to tell me again.
Yeah, and he'd already said to you.
People are horrible.
But I'm sorry, I will not keep in touch with you.
I will not keep in touch with you.
So anyway, he's Mike, the Blair Witch. We see Mike and I go, it was literally like Blair Witch.
I thought it was Sasquatch. We saw Bigfoot in the woods.
My mind.
Wished I would have watched
this. This was all Natalie. She's filming this on her phone.
Yeah, give her a fucking camera, TLC.
She's an auteur. She was making her own films. Not just sushi in a really bad appropriational Japanese costume that she was wearing when she's making. So she's talented. She's a filmmaker, y'all.
She is.
Anyway, I wrote down, this is fucking compelling. I will say, I've been complaining about this storyline the entire time. This episode made up for it. I'm sold. Now, boy, I know they're married.
They made you eat your lunch.
I know they're married. But I know it. But you know what? damn, they've taken us on a ride. And I can appreciate that. So both things can be true.
You do love a ride.
I do. I do love a ride. Mostly in side saddle. both things can be true. Production amps the stakes for something, and some things are a little fake timeline-wise. Also, shit happened, and shit was very dramatic. But both of these things can be true. So when we say storylines are fake, we don't mean the relationship is fake. We mean things have been produced within an inch of their life.
Maybe we think of a different word to say that. Maybe I feel like fake's not the correct word.
I think you're right. I think we should say produced, maybe overproduced.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, just, I agree. Yeah. I think you're right. I agree. We agree.
Boy. If you're watching the video right now, I'm speechless.
I have said you were right before.
I count on one hand.
I do feel bile rise up in the back of my throat when I say it, though. So anyway.
Mike is crying. He's like walking out of the house and he's
full
just
on crying. She's like, no, she's like, find an American girl and be happy.
I'm sorry.
Good for you, Natalie.
And she said,
I'm sorry.
I think he is weak and his actions are weak.
Michael is weak.
And then why did I write it's his voice?
I don't know why. So she's basically having a panic attack in the car while we're waiting for.
Yeah.
Like, Natalie, can I have a hug? Blah, blah, blah.
She's like, no, why you do this to me? No, no. Yeah. So she gets in the car.
With Tamara.
AKA, hey, everybody,
we need to go now.
Lady Bojangles. And so Natalie is talking, and so she's like, Mike, no, I can't do this. Why are you?
Drive, Tamara.
This was like out of a fucking bank robbery of like, go, Freddie. It was. And so she says, right down a dive. They're driving along for about 5 minutes. And then we actually have an exclusive scene here at Reality Gaze. I know we don't like to mention this a lot, but every once in a while, Sharp Productions will give us a little bit of like audio of a footage. They didn't. But anyway.
This is a crappy way of explaining this.
We have some footage. We like to present an exclusive scene of Tamara and Natalie.
Boy, you really branded this poorly. There's got to be a better way to say it.
What?
An outtake, not an exclusive scene.
Why don't you take your judgment and shove it up your ass?
I'm just trying
to
brand
your throat with it.
Some of your branding is just really leaves a lot to be desired. So I'm trying to brand it better. How about an exclusive Reality Gaze Theater outtake? A Reality Gaze outtake?
Sure.
It's better than what you came up with.
So y'all, they're driving down the highway.
And I got to go back to get my credit card.
Exactly. So imagine it's full on silence.
Brink.
Poodle will be playing the role of Natalie. I'll be playing the role of Tamara.
Brink. Oh, text message.
Do you want? Oh, what do you want?
What is it saying?
Here, do you want some Cheetos? I brought them in the back. I have a whole thing.
How do you have so much still in your car?
I know. Oh, Sunny Beaches. We got to go get that card. Oh,
what? We have to go get the card to go back?
Sunny Beaches. I'm so sorry. We're just going to go back and get that card. But look, if you want, you know, I might have an extra card. If you look back, I have my emergency kit. It's the one thing I kept in here because, you know,
last time
I had with my dog Rover and Ronald, whenever they, you know, I had that dog trimming quit, whenever I cut off it, I have an extra card. Maybe we can use that.
I don't care about any of this. What? Please, Tamara, I am in crisis.
But we can't go to the hotel because we don't have the card. I'm so sorry.
So we have to go back?
Schnocker, see if I wasn't moving stuff from my car, but that's not your fault. Oh, okay, we're going to...
I wish this jousting thing equipment wasn't poking me in the back. It's a tough thing to take out
because I have to go rehearsal directly from dropping you off at the airport. It's right by my combat theater. Do you want me to be late?
Yes, but did you really need the chainmail armor?
I am method. And scene.
This, y'all, this poor woman, this what poor she woman. Had to endure. Lady when Bojangles.
When they texted her, and her face was like,
she was, oh, shit. And Natalie's like, and she's like, what do I even do? She's looking back to Natalie. She's looking at the phone. I will say, this isn't fake. If it is, give them the Emmy. That's all I've got to say.
So they have to go back and get the card. And Mike comes out and gives a card. And Natalie's like, Dummer, can we go? Can we go? Can we go?
Don't you talk to him.
And then he said, hold on. Okay, you had to wait that long because it was the longest pause ever before.
Oh, it was.
It was the longest pause ever.
And it was that weird audio that cuts out.
And then you could just hear the wind going.
And he goes,
Natalie, can I have the ring back?
Ba, ba, ba. I bet you screamed again.
Bow. I went,
what?
Y'all, she freaks. Because who would?
The audacity. After everything they've been through with this ring, for him to ask for the ring.
The audacity of it all.
Count your losses, Mike.
So then she's just like, no, I'm very sorry. I will not give it back.
She's like, no, I will not.
He's kind of arguing. He's saying, give me the ring back.
I want it back. It reminded me of a sketch from The Family Guy. Because she kept saying things and Mike kept saying, but I want it back.
Yeah.
No, but I want it back. Mike, I cannot. I want to remember this ring, the pain and suffering you caused
me. She does
me.
Say that. I want to remember the pain and suffering.
And then silence. 2, 3. So you're going to keep the ring?
And then he says, irregardless, can I give you one last hug? Irregardless. Fuck me.
You're not going to sell it?
Yeah. Sell you know it? What? It's none of your fucking business none what I business. Do with this.
Oh, you're a monster. Tamara, Tamara, please.
Tamara, drive.
Tamara,
drive. 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 Tamara, drive. Drive. Tamara. Drive.
And then as they're driving away, Tamara just looks at her and says, yeah, I think Mike just wanted to give you a hug. Tamara, no. This was
I have a feeling we're going to get off. I agree with you. I have a feeling we're going to get part 2 of this nuttery next
week. It's going to be
at the hotel.
The way they are looting, they can't go to the hotel, y'all, cuz the card member is not there and they have to drive back.
I'm without speech.
Let's make talk about something that makes us speechless in another way. Tarzal.
My daughter Tarzal, she is the best worker in the shuttle. She's never seen a dustpan she didn't like. And she can do the work of 4 men. No one's as good with the cows as she is. Anyway, yeah. Tarzal, we will miss you. I will miss the 6th daughter of Tevye.
We will.
So
90 days are coming up for them too. They're kind of doing wedding stuff. They're just, Ari doesn't want to wear a dress. They're putting a dress on
Ari. Which is
really
common with like kids who have autism. Anytime it's on their person, it's
a feeling
like dental appointments.
Texture.
It's even more than that. It's just something on their person. They don't like to be bothered with their physicality. Like you always ask to touch. In fact, you try not to touch. It's better that way.
You should just touch children anyway.
No, you shouldn't. There's no reason you need to. Yep.
No good. No.
So after he's apologized for talking to the girl in the Philippines. Yes. But he is saying there's a lot to do. Then he says, that's pressure on your ass.
Wake up, Tarzel.
And all I thought was, pressure on my ass is another autobiography in the cycle.
Is it an autobiography, or is it your or is it more of like a I think that's your
how
sex
to
tape.
Yeah,
I think that's your sex tape.
So
because as you were getting fucked, it would just be bing 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 bing.
And then when pressure.
Well, they wouldn't say under pressure until you had an orgasm.
Pressure.
It just would be a loop. Yeah, it would just be a loop of bing 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 bing.
That's my old
this
face.
Time we're going too fast.
I'm kind of shocked you know David Bowie.
I mean, who doesn't know that song?
That's true. You don't know like Changes or...
Oh, yeah.
Or
I know Changes.
Sing a little bit of the chorus.
I can't. I don't know it as well as Wonder Pressure, but I do. It's like... It's not the changes.
Yeah,
it's another one.
Changes. Yeah, stay the same. Changes. Yeah,
They played David Bowie a lot on the radio, so I think that's where I. And then yeah, he sang other stuff. Rest
Heroes.
In peace. I know. I've heard that
cover.
Song. Yeah.
Cool. So let's. They are the big thing, you guys, is Tarzel. Hazel is going to, because she doesn't feel like she can be honest with who she is.
Yes, keep going.
Okay. So she's going to come out to her parents via Skype.
And the big thing is, y'all, they have nothing to do left in their story. That's it.
It's Look, true.
I'm going to break this down for y'all right now. Poodle's going to be Hazel, and I'm going to be a gay twink producer named Tyler, who is wearing like a sweater from Banana Republic, khaki jeans, and like New Balance shoes. So, Hazel.
Yes.
So, how are your relationship with your parents? Yeah. You know, don't you think?
I love them very much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do they? Yeah. They love you too. So, we're going to tell them that you're into chicks. We like that. We feel like it's the right
they
time.
They are very religious.
No, I think it'll go great. I think they'll like you.
But what if they don't?
Like you more. We have nothing. We have nothing from this storyline. Please, for the love of God, help us. If you're going to get paid, tell them you're a bisexual. See you at Craft Services.
And scene.
That's what happened, y'all.
You know, I that's kind of what it felt like to me too.
Yeah. This came out of nowhere.
It was not how we say an organic moment.
No.
Even when she's like picking up the phone, she's like, "What am I doing? What do I say?"
What? Yeah, she is so confused.
She is talking to them, she talks to them, and she's like, my parents are very religious, and it shows that flashback for Tariq going, and them,
in
like,
the church.
talking, speaking in tongues, and crying, and, like, the service was, like, 4.5 hours long.
5 hours. It was such a good episode, y'all. It was such a good episode.
90 Days had so many great episodes earlier on.
I think it still does. I think we're still going to talk about some of these moments from Red.
So anyway, they are
the horse is just older now, so we trot a little slower.
Right. So she's very nervous, and then she basically says, "Oh, how are you, daughter? Everything's fine, blah blah blah." And she's like, "Pa, would you be angry if I like women?"
This sounded literally, and you just said it the way like Laura Ingalls Wilder would say something to Mike at night when they're going to bed.
Pa, would you be angry if I loved box?
Focus. Pan out on cabin. Crickets. Doot, 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 doot.
Paw, doo-doo-doo. Would you be angry if I couldn't, if I just wanted to munch Cooter all day? And his immediate response is, oh no.
Oh no. That's and fine.
I just got to say, I have a feeling the translation may have been taken a little liberally here.
I think Paul just got off the phone and went, hey, everybody, I think Hazel wants to be a pilot.
I did like it when her mother came on and said, this is the quote from the mom, this is unacceptable. I hope it will be gone soon.
We need to pray fervently.
And I hope it will be gone soon is also what I said when I looked at my last STD test.
Same.
This is unacceptable. I hope it will be gone soon.
Pray fervently. Just pray.
Pray. Don't take antibiotics. Just pray.
That's why we pray.
We gotta pray just to make it today. That's why we pray.
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 Pray. We got to pray just to make it today. Remember when MC Hammer? Yes. And he would like, remember when he would travel with like 100 people?
Yeah. And remember when he owed the IRS like $20 million? They all took his money.
I think he's probably a good guy. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think he's a bad guy at all.
I think he's a reverend now.
He's probably too good of a guy. He wants to take care of people. That's the problem.
Let us know if you've got any MC Hammer stories.
Yeah, let us know. So Hazel,
She does say...
Dad's like, if you're happy, I'm happy.
And she says, this is me. Look out, course, here I come. And I'm marching on the beat of my drum. I'm not brave. It's I went to be. This is me. I'm not going to go off of how that movie is super manipulative and is completely farcical in the plot.
Well, and you should have ended that song with, this is me. Because that's the way Hazel would say it.
This is me.
This is me.
Dad does say, if I'm happy, you're happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
And then mom says, nope, it hurts me.
I liked it when, I think mom said, are we done? I need to go now. And I've said,
I was just mouth open.
And that's when I said, that's what I say when I'm leaving a Trix house, when I want to leave a Trix house.
It's very true.
Are we done?
Very true.
I need to go now.
Hazel feels, I guess, kind of
a little more validated.
A little more validated.
Dad says it's okay. Mom is kind of like, nope, I need to go. Mean,
as a queer person, I was very happy that her dad seemed fine with it.
I agree. I was barely worried. I'm actually glad too that it wasn't this like perfect rainbow coming out thing.
No.
That it wasn't the fairy tale that a lot of TV and movies show us. And this is much more close to reality, you guys. Maybe one parent is like, whoa, or you tell your parents separately about this. Yeah. Or they both have negative opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just never know.
Don't know if mom's going to come around quick, though. Don't think that's going to happen.
Religion's really hard with that, you guys. It's just...
Especially evangelical. So,
right.
So the cut to y'all... But Hazel's going to get freaky deaky, and she's having her bachelorette
party. It's her
bachelorette party.
She's really excited.
She's like, I don't know what happened. I just watched the movie.
I've seen bachelorette parties in movies and television. So maybe she's seen
Girls Trip.
Bridesmaids.
That's what she saw. So they go to this party, and Tariq invited some of his friends, and Tariq has a surprise.
Angela and Michelle, who's her Instagram friend.
And then someone from Central Casting they hired because they needed somebody.
And Q, who's got jokes.
She's great. She's the reason why you can tell, because she's funny and pretty. I was like, oh, she's an actor.
And all the others are like,
they're pretty too. They're actually all really pretty women, actually. I noticed that in the thing. Even when the dancer comes up, I was like, all these women are beautiful.
So y'all, a dancer comes in with her mask on, and Kia's like, that child is naked. she just came up here naked.
And this is a dancer that Tariq
bought
gave her
for Hazel.
Gift.
So This just tells you Tariq knows what she likes. So the dancer starts dancing. I haven't seen Hazel so happy in the two seasons we've seen her.
Her face lit up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the dancer's like making her booty clap. Then she's like does a handstand. It's like that bitch just did a handstand.
The bitch was fucking working. And Hazel says. She says, Tariq chooses the right one. And she says, I know she doesn't mean it this way, but it just feels icky
it's
every
gross.
Time. She's like, she's the right skin color.
Yeah, it's gross. Now, I
don't
will say.
Like that.
That's
but
American.
I'm a white person and an American.
I know, but that's an American thing. You can say that because in Asian cultures and different kinds of cultures, it's perfectly acceptable to talk about how light your skin color is. It is, it's a perfectly, I'm not saying that's not iffy here. I'm saying that's not where she's coming
from.
She
has no idea of the racist,
right.
Not even overtones, just the racist sounding language that it sounds.
No, she has no idea.
And she also is happy about that bass, got that bass. No, she likes
that
butt.
She likes big butts.
And Tariq didn't lie. He brought it. So...
So I thought that was kind of the sweetest thing we've seen this season, strangely, is Tariq buying his wife a female dancer.
Hey, when you care to send the very best. Y'all, that's the show.
Every kiss begins with ass. That's the show.
That is the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. I will be in LA next week, so we're going to be doing shows together. I think
it's
I will
also
unpause my
moving
cameo.
Week.
I'll be doing cameo next week. I think Poodle, I'm going to make pause, but but if he forgets, come at it on cameo and make him work for it in the middle of moving.
I think I'm almost getting my phone stuff squared away. It's still being quite a problem.
I'm going to have to come to town and take care of things.
Oh God,
I'm just going to have to take over. So y'all, you can do that. You can don't forget March Madness Review of Palooza. Leave a review right now.
Do that tonight.
Doing it tonight. Seriously. If I tell you, say, hey Siri, remind me in 1 hour to leave a review of the Queen.
And Siri will go, oh, you want to look at movie reviews of the movie The Queen.
The Queen. No, Siri. I want to leave a review with the two gay guys. Oh.
Two gay guys in a pizza place.
You wanted to walk. Oh, In-N-Out premiered in 1997. No, Siri. I want the two freaking Southern Marys talking about stupid shit. Oh, you want to watch porn.
It's always going to go back to porn.
It always is going to go back to porn. So, y'all, please leave a review. We're picking 5 reviews. Those 5 people from April of 2021 to 2022 are going to get a year of the
Supercast.
Reality Gaze Extra
on Supercast.
The $8 tier. So that's going to be happening. We forgot to mention them. Y'all, do not forget that we still have a couple of weeks and a half of the month. We want to remind everybody that all of our merch proceeds go to, we're doing for a charity.
VDay.org, which is Eve Ensler's organization to help women out of sexual assault, incest, trafficking.
And it's also, if you're in the Facebook group, it's one of the announcements in the Sissy Squad. You can go and we give directly to that all that money. I think we're at like just under 2,000 now.
Yeah.
They really promote awareness through art and culture for people that affect people like Amira.
Totally.
I think this is such an appropriate time for us to bring that up, and that this is how what we can do is something that if you feel like you want to feel action for that, we always say we have 8,000 people in that group.
If everyone gave a dollar a month, think what we could do.
And if you can't give a dollar, we fucking get that too, girls, boys, and men and women.
You,
it's hard.
Some of you had asked on our Patreon that if there was an automated way you could give money, because when you're listening in your car, unfortunately, there's not, because that money gets – that's our earnings. And then that money
– Yeah, if you give us more money and say, hey, I'm giving you $100, donate, then we get taxed on that, and then we – that's not
then
fun.
The IRS does not like that.
Then the IRS – and also, too – if you're in the Facebook group, we appreciate that. What that does, we don't even get the money. It just goes directly to them.
It goes directly. And so then it's just charity. We don't have to worry about it.
And if you don't want to go to the Facebook group and you don't want to buy merch, just go to vday.org and donate.
Tax deductible.
You don't have to put our name on it. We don't care. It's not about us. It's about this organization. So, y'all.
And tune in next in March to see what charity will be donating to. Been,
you mean April.
That's what I meant. I'm moving. Don't come for me.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts. Oh, because aren't we all just the loneliest lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, but specifically Sequim, Washington, everybody? Is that where we are?
Sequim, yes. And, you know, if you've often said to, when you've often answered your child when they tell you they're coming out as, are we done? I have to go now. Call us.
Call us. Drive, Tamara, drive!
Tamara, please! Let's drive!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.